Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, beautiful friend. It is Christmas season. It is holiday season, and I bet that you might feel a little bit overwhelmed and stressed out, which is really, really common for most moms this time of the year. There is a lot on our plate. Let's just be honest. We do a lot for our family. I've seen this meme last year around this time of the year or around Christmas time is that when the kids are opening presents, dad is just as surprised as what the kids got as the kids are surprised because he had no idea what the kids were getting because mom was doing all the shopping and the gift wrapping and all the events and all the planning and all the things. And there's just so much on your plate. I get it. It's a lot. It is so much, my friend. And I wanted to share with you five things today that you can do to lower your stress levels. Things feel really stressful, things feel really heavy, and there's something that you can do that is in your control to lower your stress. I know that you're trying to make this holiday season super special for your kids. Me too. I want my kids to feel like it's a memorable time of the year, where things feel warm and peaceful and calm. And I will touch on with you in just a little bit about how to set the intent for this season. How do you want this Christmas season to feel? So I want my Christmas season to feel more calm and peaceful and present and lighthearted and joyful. This is how I want this Christmas season to feel. I do not want it to be stressful and overwhelming and frustrating and hectic and chaotic. I don't want that. I don't want to feel rushed. So therefore, what do I need to do with the actions and the commitments that I do to align with that? And we'll touch on that as we go deeper in this podcast episode. So as I'm speaking on that, I want to practice what I preach. I want to let you know that I'm not taking on any new clients in December so then I can focus to spend that time with my family and to be more present in this season so I can feel more connected and be more available for my family in the season. My kids are going to have 2.5 weeks off around Christmas break. It's a long time. I want to be available there for them. I want to spend time with them. And I want to be the mom that I want to be. I don't want to feel stretched too thin. I don't want to be overcommitted. And that is why I'm not going to be taking on any new clients in December. And if you feel like you want to work together and you have been listening to my podcast and you are noticing that what you're doing is not working and you've tried all the things and this anger issue is not going away and you feel more stressed and feel more overwhelmed and you are just enraged and it's coming out on the people that you love the most and care about the most and it's starting to affect your relationships in a negative way that your kids are starting to feel scared of you. Your husband is not wanting to be around you because you're just overreacting constantly and every little thing just tips you over the edge and you don't want to carry that in 2024, I want to support you, my friend. There's hope for you. You don't have to feel stuck like that. There is hope and support for you available. And if you are ready to do something about it and you are looking for support, then email me hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com and just put in there, start coaching J January 2024. And that way I know that you are interested and we can set up a time sometime in January where you and I can get on a call and have a conversation if my coaching program is the right fit for you. And if it's not, that's totally fine. I will guide you in the right direction. So before we get into the actual five things that you can do to reduce your stress levels this holiday season, I want you to send me a voice message sharing what is the hardest part about the holiday season for you. So in the show notes, I will have a link for you to click on, and it says send me a voice note, and you will be able to send me a voice message, and it's 90 seconds or less, and you can share with me what is the hardest thing for you in this holiday season. I would love to connect and hear what is going on in your life, and then I can respond to you with a voice message as well, which is super, super fun. I have a friend, Sandy Cooper, that has been on my podcast before. I've been on her podcast and I've shared her podcast here. And she also lives here in Jacksonville, Florida with me. And she has a podcast called The Balanced Momcast. She is a wise, wise lady and I love her so much. And she is in her 50s. She's super sweet. She is just an amazing mentor for me. And she talks about on her podcast, and I will link her episode in the show notes that I really, really enjoyed. And she just recently released it. It's about the to-don't list. And oftentimes we have a to-do list of all the things we need to do during this holiday season, and especially for moms. I got to do this and this and this and this. But she encourages moms to also make a to-don't list. Things that you are going to prayerfully consider to let go this holiday season to make things lighter and easier and to reduce stress. So I will link that podcast episode in the show notes because I think it's so good to listen to. And I just can't say it the way that she can say it. I think she just does such a wonderful job doing that. And I want you to listen to it. And so it talks about things that we can say no to or shift to make it easier on ourselves this holiday season. So I want to ask you this question. What is your intent for this holiday season? If you sit down tonight and take a few minutes to journal, or tomorrow morning, what is the intent for this holiday season? How do you want it to feel for your family? Do you want it to feel calm and peaceful? Do you want it to feel full and exciting? Do you want it to feel hectic and chaotic? So if last year was very hectic and chaotic, so reflect on that. Why was it hectic and chaotic? What do you need to do differently this year if you want more peace and calm in your days? Does that mean you have to say no to a lot of things? Which leads me to the next thing, making a list of things that are life-giving and a list of things that are life-draining in this season, holiday season. So how many nights a week is it okay for you to be out of the house? If it's more than five nights, you're going to have to say no to a lot of things. One of the things that Sandy mentioned in her podcast episode that years ago, she was talking about one of the holiday seasons that they literally had every single night booked for the month before Christmas. They were going they had to go somewhere every night, all these commitments and all the things with her kids. And that was really overwhelming and stressful. That would stress the heck out of me. I don't do well with that. I would feel really stressed out, overwhelmed, and probably reactive. And I need my routines. I'm okay being out of the house a few nights a week. Three is like literally max. And the rest of the stuff, I need to say no. I have to say no for our own sanity, for our own family sanity this holiday season. So that means maybe you're going to have to say no to things that you've said yes to in the past. And not because they're bad things, it's just they are not serving you in this season that you are in right now. So if you want to have slower holiday season where you have more movie nights with the kids, where you sit down and read the Bible story and reflect and do the Advent with your kids, well, how in the world are you going to do that if you're busy all the time and you're out of the house every single evening and you just go, 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 go? You're going to have to say no to some things to create space to say yes to the things that you want to do with your family. I remember reading a book by Tonya Dalton. This was years ago. And she said this phrase, every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else. So every time you say yes to, you know, another commitment that is happening every week or whatever, you say, you're saying no to something else. It could be family dinners at home, whatever it is, but you need to weigh what is more supportive for your family in this season in life that you are in. Sometimes it's okay to have seasons that are more full, and then sometimes we need slower seasons in our life. Well, this holiday season, what are you going to choose? What is more fulfilling and life-giving to your family? Is it to have a slower Christmas, more peaceful and calm? Or is it an exciting, full Christmas where you have a lot on your schedule? So this is just something for you to sit down and reflect. And I really want you to sit down tonight or tomorrow morning and take the time to sit down and reflect, journal through this, because when you have it on paper, you just, these other emotions maybe that you haven't noticed before, they come up and you will be able to think more clearly. What do you really want? What feels good to you and your family? And last year, if it was hectic and crazy and chaotic, how did that show up for you in your emotional and mental state and your spiritual state? How in the world do you have time to slow down and connect with God if you're constantly go, 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 busy all the time? You probably don't. And that's the reality. So which leads me into five things that you can say no to this Christmas or make things easier and simplify to just create more space and make things lighter. So number one is no Christmas cards. Just don't send any Christmas cards. Just don't do it. I know it feels weird at first. I've done it for years. And then one year I just stopped. And it's okay. People are going to be fine. They might notice that your card is missing, and it's going to be okay that they might feel a little bit disappointed, and they're going to be fine. Most people throw away those Christmas cards right after the holidays anyways, or they're just sitting there, you know, collecting dust year after year in some box or whatever, in some piles of clutter. It's going to be okay. If you really, really want to send people your Christmas cards or like your family picture, you can just send a text message to the people that really matter to you in your lives with your family photo and say, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Or if you are on social media, which I encourage you not to be, you can just post a family photo over there and people can see your family photo there. It's going to be okay. You can say no to Christmas cards. If it's draining you and it's sucking the life out of you and it's creating more stress and like this weight on your to-do list, it's okay to say no, my friend. Number two, it is get off social media. Just take a break in December. Just take a break. Just delete the apps off your phone. I promise you, you're going to have so much more free time. You will notice it significantly. You're going to have a few days of some detox period where it feels a little bit awkward and weird, but this is a perfect time of the year to just get off social media because there's so much comparison right now happening. You keep seeing all these moms doing XYZ with their kids and activities, and it makes you feel like you're behind and you're less than a mom because you are not being able to do those things either financially or time-wise or energy-wise, and you just feel horrible about yourself, and it's guilt that is not so serving you. It's destructive guilt. It's not productive guilt. It's destructive, making you feel worse about yourself as a mom. And it's also taking so much of your mental capacity and emotional capacity, and it's taking your time and energy. Just take a break. Get off social media. Just delete the apps unless you're doing it for work. And even then, see if it's possible for you to just take a month off. I remember last year in December, I just took time off in December. I didn't do any posting in December. I just took time off for at least 2 weeks. And then in January, I decided to not go back to social media for business. And yeah, I haven't been back since. So that's number two. Number three is no gift exchanges. And if you already opted in, you can say, I'm sorry, something came up and I decided not to do gift exchanges here. I know they're kind of nice. It's kind of sweet to get gifts from people, but adults, for the most part, have everything we need. And it's extra expenses and stress for you trying to figure out what to get to the other person. Unless gift giving is your love language, oftentimes gift exchanges are creating more stress and overwhelm for you. Now you have to do the gift shopping. Now you have to make sure it's a thoughtful gift and not something that they're going to throw away or something useful. And it's a financial expense. It is actually most of the time creating more stress and overwhelm. And so it's okay for you to say no. We did no gift exchanges in my family so we used to do Secret Santa with my siblings and my parents for years. And then a few years back, we decided not to do gift exchanges because as adults, we have everything that we need. And one of the years we decided to use that money that we would do for gift exchanges and just put it in towards going to do, what's that? Not Operation Christmas Child. We did Feed My Starving Children. We served in the Feed My Starving Children in December, and then we donate our money there. And then we donated some of the money that we would have spent on gifts and to send over to Ukraine where we have extended family at that time. And we still have family there too. But that is something that you can do is just say no to gift exchanges because most adults have everything they need and it's creating more stress for you. And you could just say, hey, I'm choosing not to do gift exchanges to reduce some of the stress this holiday season because it's just a lot. I have already a lot on my plate. I'm just choosing not to do it this year. And most people are going to understand. For the most part. Okay, number four is if you are getting gifts for people, I know mall shopping is fun and being a mom with multiple kids and have a lot on your plate this holiday season, just make things easier for yourself. Just order online. I order all the gifts from Amazon, just about most gifts, just Amazon. Make it simple, make it easy. They deliver it. I even made gift lists for each of my kids and I shared it with my in-laws and my parents. And so then the grandparents know what to get. Just make it easier for yourself. Just order from Amazon. It gets all delivered to your house or straight to the other people that you want. And they can even do gift packaging and everything. Just simplify, make it easier. Unless you like really enjoy going to the mall and being around a lot of people and the craziness of holiday season, but I don't. I like to make things easier for myself. And number five is make things easier. If you're doing cookies with your kids, do a pre-made mix. If it's stressing you out to do the cookies, just do a pre-made mix or use paper plates this month of December just to simplify things or make simple meals or do a pickup. Pre-made meal that you can pick up at Costco or somewhere else. Just make things easier for yourself this holiday season. You already have a lot on your plate. There is already a lot going on. Just make things easier. If you don't have to do things a specific way, you can change your mindset around it and you can let go and reduce the stress so then you can feel more lighthearted and more peaceful and calm. And I didn't have this one on my list, but also ask for help. You have your spouse, you have your kids, unless they're tiny little ones, ask them for help to help out with things around the house to make things a little bit lighter and actually give them a job to do. Like, hey, for my kids, I'm like, can I watch screens? Yes, you can. After you do this, after you load the dishwasher, yes, you can watch something. And then for the spouse, you'd be like, hey, I really need some help right now. I feel overwhelmed. Would you please wash the dishes? Would you please do the nighttime routine with the kids so I can clean up the kitchen or whatever it is? Ask them and give them a specific job to do. That is something I learned in my marriage. If I just ask my husband, help me, he's like, help with what? What do you want help with? And I have to give him a specific directions, what I need him to do and when. That's how I have found that he's wired and that's what is helpful for me. So take it or leave it. So recap the five things is, recap. We're going to start out with setting the intent. How do you want this holiday season to feel? Calm, peaceful, hectic, chaotic, full, exciting. And then making a list of things that are life-giving and things that are life-draining for you this holiday season. And like, look at what you can say no to and release this holiday season because it's not serving you, right? And so the five things that I mentioned that will make it less stressful is saying no to Christmas cards, getting off social media, no gift exchanges with like work and other mommy groups and family members, adults, just no gift exchanges this year. It might feel awkward, weird for you to bring up this idea, and there's probably other people that feel the same way as you. Just try it out. And number 4, order gifts from Amazon to make it easy. And number 5, simplify. You know, do pre-made meals, paper plates. Just make things easier for yourself this holiday season and simplify. So those are my 5 things that I mentioned that will make this holiday season easier and simpler for you. I put in the show notes, I will put in my friend's Sandy Cooper's episode about the to don't list this holiday season. And then I will also put in the show notes a couple episodes on social media and the benefits of leaving social media, this especially on this holiday season, just for your mental and emotional well-being. And you will have so much more time, I promise you. You will feel so much lighter after a few days of detox. My friends, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited that you are here and you're hanging out. And if you have found this episode helpful, would you please text it right now to 3 girlfriends, 3 mama friends that you think will find this podcast helpful and supportive. Please spread the word. My goal is to hit 100,000 downloads by my 3-year anniversary in January, and I am going to hit probably 80,000 downloads by the end of December. So please help me out with my goal. And also, I just want this podcast to serve moms and be available as a helpful resource for them. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you in the next episode, my friend. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.